Well, good morning again.
Good morning.
You know what? I have to say it because it keeps running through my mind ever since I got up this morning and took a look at my lesson. And anybody watch the movie Ghostbuster? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I keep thinking, I ain't afraid of no ghosts. So I was sitting there and I said, don't say it, don't say it. But I can't. It's uppermost in my mind. How many believe in haunted houses? Wow. Oh, okay. We got one or two. Me too. But let's be totally honest. Many of us live in haunted minds.
Yes.
Not ghosts like we see portrayed on television, or ghosts that move in and out, Casper, all those. Not like that. But ghosts of past mistakes. Anybody have any of those? Regrets? And my favorite one is, what was I thinking? Yeah, we have those moments, don't we? But those ghosts, they're nothing because they're not real. And those statements are not real about you and what you are. You know, sometimes in our minds they pop up at the worst times, don't they? Sometimes I feel, okay, I'm standing in my truth today. And then that little nag jumps up on my shoulder. Are you really? Yeah. We go through those periods, but you know, those periods do not define us. One of the dictionary definitions of ghosts is that it's an apparition of a dead person which is believed to appear or become manifest to the living. And I thought about that and I said, you know, that will work if I replace person with old thoughts and beliefs. Yeah, because sometimes they appear very real, don't they? Yeah, and the truth of the matter is those old thoughts and beliefs have no power over you unless you give it to them, unless you say yes. You are a child of the Most High, and you don't have to accept those thoughts. I know I never grew up thinking that. I grew up thinking that, oh, well, they told me that I was slow. They told me that I couldn't learn this, and they told me I couldn't do this and that. But that's not the truth of me. I can do all things through what?
Christ.
Through Christ that strengthens me. But first I got to learn what that is. I got to get into that, don't I? Because if I don't know what Christ is, if I don't know that's the divinity in me, if I don't know that's my power and my presence on this earth plane is the presence of that Christ within me, if I have no clue about that, is that going to help me?
No.
But we're all here, right?
Yeah.
We're all here to learn. We're all here to grow. We come to classes. We listen to spiritual uplifting things on, oh, I love YouTube and all those things we have today. Facebook. Well, some of the Facebook, you know, some of that. Yeah. But there are a lot of uplifting things out there that can help me grow. Those old thoughts and beliefs, they have no power unless we invite them in. They're squatters in a sacred space in our consciousness. And guess what? It's time to evict them, isn't it? To get them out of there, to sweep that slate clean. They don't pay rent, they don't clean up after themselves, and they certainly don't reflect the truth of who you are. So let's start sweeping them out of there. So, if you've been hosting a haunted house party in your head, it's time to shut it down. There are ways to shut it down. Prayer, meditation, even light a candle for forgiveness. Or if you don't have a candle, sit and do some forgiveness work. If you need to know how to do that, call me. My name is, phone number is all over the place anyway. Call me. Open the windows of grace. Grace is love. Grace is God's love. Grace can lift you up. Grace is like a fresh breeze. It can sweep out and clear those cobwebs, those old ghosts that are trying to linger around, holding on. I like Revelations 21 and 5. It reminds us, behold, I make all things new. You can change. You can be renewed. You can be refreshed. Now, don't get it wrong. Things will still occur in your life. Things will still happen. Those challenges will still rush in. Remember I said, just when you think you got it all figured out, wow, here it comes. Yeah. But you don't have to live in that space. That scripture says, behold, I make all things new. Not some things, not only the stuff you didn't mess up. It makes all things new when you take the time to learn and to listen and to know what you are spiritually. And that can occur right here, right now, today. Because the only spirit we're meant to carry forward is that Holy Spirit within us that sustains us and guides us and lifts us up to those high heights. Anybody have guilt trips? No, nobody in here does. Yeah. We're beyond that, right? Yes. I love where Jesus Christ in Luke 9:60 said, let the dead bury the dead. You know, he was really encouraging us not to dwell in the past, to move on from problems and conflicts. What is past is past. And guess what? It's all right to move on. It's okay to move on. It's okay to let go of those things. I like the Reverend Sue, I don't know if I'm pronouncing the name right, but Psyching, she's founder of Unity by the Sea, wrote an article. And in it she said, what can I do about the past? What can we do about the past? If we look back on the past with longing or any kind of emotional feeling of failure, unhappiness, condemnation, that hinders us from going forward. If we don't go forward, we begin to feel unfulfilled. And when this occurs, the ghost of the past experiences follow us around and has an impact on everything that you do. I like the metaphysical meaning of ghost in the revealing word. Yes, Charles Fillmore addressed it. He said, ghosts are thoughts objectified. They are nothing except mind projections. I always call that, when I get into that thought process, that's my mind working overtime on all these things that are past and gone and that I thought I had buried. It's okay if they come up, because now I know what I am. Mm-hmm. I'm a spiritual being. Mm-hmm. And all that is behind me. I am renewed and refreshed. How about you? Yes, I see a lot of you looking like, yes, because I see it happening. Every time I look out here on a Sunday, I see those minds being lifted. I see those hearts being lifted, because you know you're no longer, I was going to pull out some words from another minister, but I don't want to say them. You're no longer what people may have said or thought about you in the past. You're here and now, and you're blessed. And guess what? You're even holy. That doesn't mean holier than thou. It just means you have that spark of divinity in you. Believe it. Believe it. There are times in our lives when we make mistakes. We miss the mark, right? And it's all right to look back, but when that look back becomes an obsession and dominates every thought, you get frozen in the past. And that's what we want to let go of. That we want to know and loosen our grip. Like I said last week, loosen up. Know God's got you. Nothing new can happen until old thoughts lose their power. Mm-hmm. Until we let go of those ghosts of the past. Mm-hmm. So loosen your grip. Use the information gleaned from those experiences and move on. You have an opportunity to begin again, over and over and over and over. Never ending. So, John, 1 John 4:4 tells us that we're overcomers. We can rise above adversity. We can rise above those things that hold us back. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Do you believe that?
Yes.
You're greater than any news story.
Mm-hmm.
You're greater than any talks of lack. You're greater than any old stories that may have been taught to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't begin in ignorance. We begin in the light, but we're not told that, are we?
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not told that we come fully equipped with what we need to make it through anything that may come against us in life. We're taught to compete with one another. We're taught, this one you don't like, but this one you can like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
We can let go of those past experiences and phrases and beliefs. Dig into your belief system. What is it that you believe? What is it that you believe? I hope it is that you are a child of the Most High. In you is that presence and that power that can carry you when you're going through those hard experiences. Mm-hmm. You know, I always tell you, I wouldn't stand here and tell you anything that I have not put to the test. Mm-hmm. I'm a living witness. Mm-hmm. You can move through anything that you may be experiencing in your life right now. Lean on one another. We have prayer chaplains up here every Sunday. Mm-hmm. We have a wellness call list. If you think you may need a boost once a month for about 3 to 5 minutes, get on the wellness call list. Mm-hmm. The prayer chaplains will call and give you an uplifting prayer, and you can release and let go. It's a beautiful thing. So to rise in spiritual truth is to transcend the appearances, to lift your consciousness above them, and to anchor yourself in Christ. My spiritual truth is not swayed by circumstances. It's the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forevermore. And when we claim our divine inheritance with boldness and in grace, with every breath we lift our consciousness to the greater light that is within us, knowing that the truth of our being is love, wisdom, and power. All conditions are ripe for you live, move, and have your being in the divine, in spirit, in God, whatever your name for it is. Divine love, divine energy. You live and move your head, have your being, and all that. And all that. And you can stand and say, I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Because you have the power within you to move through this thing called human existence. I was going through wrapping things up, and this morning I stumbled on this, and I thought, this is neat. Because we can all relate to computers, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, computers or cell phones. And this phrase popped up that said, ghosts of the past are like spam, building up and influencing your system, your operating system. But guess what you can do to spam? You can highlight them all. I like that little box at the top of my computer where I can just highlight them all with one click and delete. We can do that in our minds. Mm-hmm. We can let go of that stuff. We can move on. So let's begin by preparing ourselves. Preparing ourselves for meditation. And let's affirm first the Lord's Prayer. I like doing this because it sets the tone of what we are about to be about. So let's affirm together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Amen.
So let's take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and settle into this moment right here, right now. This is our moment. I know I emphasize that a lot. But we can always change. We can always uplift. This is our moment right here, right now, to declare the truth of our being. I love how Jesus Christ didn't say, "Come unto me, all ye who are flawless, all ye who are perfect." He said, "Come unto me, all ye who are weary." In other words, all of us who are going through experiences on this earth plane, carrying the weight of old stuff we need to release. Breathing in deeply, today I hear the invitation to come apart and rest in truth and in light. Divine love whispers unto you, "I will clothe you in grace. I will speak peace to your storm. I will teach you a new song, a song of love, a song of peace, a song of release." And as we take that breath, we let that breath be our yes. Yes, I believe in the one presence and the one power. Yes, I am more than what the world says I am. Yes, I can lift myself up to that high frequency of the Christ that is within me. Take a moment and remember, you are not alone. You are not too late to turn to the source of your being. You are enough. Take a few moments in the quiet. And in this moment, think about the presence and the power that is moving in you right here, right now, in the quiet. As you prepare to emerge from that time and that space, know you have been empowered. Know you have been refreshed. You are no longer held captive by the ghost of the past. Moving forward, let your spirit, your inner spirit, direct and unfold. And that presence and that power is active within you and all your experiences. Dear God, we are grateful. We are grateful for the freedom that we feel when we let go and let you do what you do in us. We're grateful when we come together and be there for one another. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for we know we are free and we are whole and we rise in spiritual truth. And for this and all things, we just say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. Our affirmation for today is in your insert. First, we'll say it for ourselves, and then we'll say it for others. And we know I am free, I am whole, and I rise in spiritual truth. Together, I am free, I am whole, and rise in spiritual truth. Now I want you to think of someone, visualize them right here in this very room with us, that you want to send these vibrations to. You want them to feel them. Let's affirm it together using you. Together. You are free. You are whole. You rise in spiritual truth. And as a sense of community for everyone, even those across our borders, in our government, let us affirm this together. We are free. We are whole. We rise in spiritual truth. And so it is. Amen.